Hey, wellness and Wahala warriors. It's your girl, Dr. Tomi, better known as Ama Aba. So, welcome to the Wellness and Wahala podcast. A wellness Wahala warrior is a winner, is a world changer, is wise and winsome. They are dedicated to tackling Wahala, which means issues, problems, and Nigerian pidgin for the good of humanity. Our tribe of subject matter experts in our village are a voice to the voiceless. Oya, join me, the former diplomat and public health advisor, Dr. Tomi Ademaku, better known as Oma Aba, as I give you the best public health and wellness of Wahala, just with wonderful people, subject matter experts, using their compassion to take action to put us on the pathway of a Wahala-free life. All views and statements are represented are my own and my guests. Love you and bless up. Hi, everyone. It's your girl, Dr. Tomi, better known as Ama Oba. And thank you for tuning in to the Wellness and Wahala podcast. We're at day 5 of our 7-day prayer and praise wellness Wahala warrior prayer and praise challenge. So, and today's topic for day 5, let's just jump right into it, is the renewal and the ecclesia outreach and community impact is the topic. So the renewal in the ecclesia in the body of Christ. So the first 3 days focus on personal renewal, and then these 2 days, yesterday and today, will focus on the renewal in the ecclesia, the body of Christ. And the topic once again is outreach and community impact, which is very important. Not only making personal impact in our families, our personal families, but outside in our community, because it takes a village. The scripture reference is, I'm reading from NIV, New International Version, I believe, NIV version, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of age. So that is really our call to outreach and to make community impact, as we show love, as we volunteer at like homeless shelters, food banks, helping someone that's homeless, donating like old, you know, clothes and shoes and jackets still in good condition to places where people need them the most, is extremely important. And by showing love and doing that type of outreach and community impact, you're being a light in this very dark world. And people can ask you, you know, you're different. What makes you different? Well, I have God on my side, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, and He's changed my life. He's the King of Kings, the Creator of heaven and earth, and He can change your situation too. And that's an avenue to minister to them through that outreach and making an impact in your community, using your time, your talent, and your treasure in a way where it's going to serve your community. Where all of us have a unique talent, all of us can take a little bit of time out of our schedule. It goes into the prison outreach that I do. I donate Bibles and prayer daily bread to the DeKalb prison. I also donated before to the prisons when I was based in Nigeria, women prison and the men prison. So it really goes a long way to ministering, because prisoners, I'm not sure if you know that, you know, you have to put money on their books. They actually have to buy Bibles, and it's extremely expensive. Like a Bible that you can get at the Dollar Tree, you know, they'll charge like $20 at the prison store for their family members to buy, which is ridiculous. So, you know, prison is another scam business, but I'll talk about that in another story. But once again, we are called to do outreach in our community, because many people might not come into the church. So we have to take the church or the ecclesia to them. Yeshua, Jesus, he ministered a lot outside of the tabernacle, and he transformed people, healed people. So we are called to do the same. A good African proverb that I like is that it takes a village to raise a child, but it takes a village for all of us. We all need help. We all need each other. Another scripture is from the book of Matthew chapter 9 verse 17, and it says, NLT version, "And no one puts new wine into old wineskin, for the old skins will burst from the pressure, spilling the wine and ruining the skins. New wine is stored in new wineskins so that both are preserved. An old wineskin is hardened and cracks easily when new wine is put into it, y'all. So I love wine, especially red wine. So you guys that are winies, you guys know what I mean. As the new wine ferments and expands, it runs out of room due to the old wineskin's inability to be flexible." And this is really cool. I went to a wonderful winery when we visited Israel last year. And if you've been to like wineries, even in Africa, it's very nice to see like it made like fresh from start to finish. The body of Christ, Yeshua, the Ecclesia, must be willing to be flexible as the pressures of our changing world demands that we expand to include new ways of thinking and reaching those who are lost in this Wahala world. In a rapidly changing global environment, our old ways are not going to be as effective as they once were. We must learn how to be spirit-led, spirit-formed, so that we don't camp out in any one way of doing ministry. We need to ask God to release a new wine skin and a wind of spirit upon the church, the body of Christ, the Ecclesia, so we can be aligned with him and go in the right direction. So we pray that the Ecclesia, the church, the body of Christ, has an open ear and willing heart to understand and take action on the Spirit's direction. So I will end with this prayer, and also have a call to action to you all. So the prayer: Lord, we know that your Spirit isn't content to hover around on the surface, but instead you dive into the depths of God and bring out his plans for each one of us. Thank you, Jehovah. Only you know what you're thinking and planning, but you let us in on it, giving us a full report of what you need, because we have your Bible as our guide. Thank you, Lord. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We don't have to learn by reading just odd books or going to school and watching movies trying to get direction out. Instead, we can learn by putting our trust in you and your living word and all your promises that you have for our life. You know, and we have your Spirit within us, the Holy Spirit, to guide us. Let us be open to each new direction and instruction, moving fluidly with you in the Spirit and led by the Spirit always. We repent for any area where we were called to do outreach and we did not, where we were supposed to make impact in the community using our time, talent, and treasures, and we did not, or we procrastinated. And I also repent in that area. Father, Lord, have mercy upon us and forgive us. Put us back in alignment with your will so we can make an impact in our community, in our families, in our nations, from America to Canada to Jamaica to Nigeria to Ghana to South Africa to Sudan, especially the countries in war, Sudan, Israel, the Middle East. Father, Lord, we commit every area to you, and we ask especially for the peace of Jerusalem. If Jerusalem is not at peace, the world is not at peace, Father, Lord. So we ask for your peace, your shalom, which surpasses all understanding, to surround us. We ask for your protection, to deliver us from all forms of evil, to protect our families, to protect our community, to protect our nation. Father, Lord, I thank you, O Lord Father, for our soldiers, those that lay down their lives every day to protect us, oh Lord Father, and to help us, oh Lord Father. And I thank you that our protection comes from you, Father Lord, and our freedom comes from you. Continue, oh Lord Father, to provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory in heaven. Continue, Father Lord, as you said, that we should be still and know that you are God. You have our back. Order our steps, oh Lord Father, so we can be a blessing to those in our community that really need help, to be a voice to the voiceless, and to help the most vulnerable. In the mighty name of Yeshua Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord Father, for answered prayers. I thank you for your provision. I thank you for your protection. I thank you, Lord, for prospering us in every area of our lives, oh Lord Father, so we can be able to be a blessing. Give us the resources. We call forth those resources from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh Lord Father. Let open up the floodgates of heaven, oh Lord Father, and pour out your blessing upon us so we can have that overflow of blessing to pour out, oh Lord Father, into our community. I thank you. Lift your name high in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ, we pray. I thank you all for tuning in, and I wish you no wahala. Bless up. See you tomorrow.
It doesn't matter how big your storm is. I want to let you know that our God is bigger. Sit with me.
I have a very big God. A very big God. Your day for my hand is always by my side. I have a very big God. I have a very big God. A very big God. Oh, I. In your day for my hand is always by my side.
Very big.